From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama is currently delivering an address to the Cuban people. He's focusing on current efforts to normalize ties and his vision for future relations. Let's take a listen.
To the government and the people of Cuba, I want to thank you for the kindness that you've shown to me and Michelle, Malia, Sasha, my mother-in-law, Marion. Cultivo una rosa blanca. In his most famous poem, José Martí made this offering of friendship and peace to both his friend and his enemy. Today, as the President of the United States of America, I offer the Cuban people el saludo de paz.
You can read more on the president's comments at voanews.com. He is considered to be the highlight of his visit to Cuba. Three explosions rocked Brussels Tuesday morning, two at the airport and one at a metro station in the heart of the Belgian capital. Local media is reporting at least 34 people dead and many others injured. This traveler describes what she experienced at the airport.
I heard an explosion and all the ceilings is going down. And then I just go under the sink, and then the second explosion went, and then everything is black.
You could read more on that at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia has warned that it could take unilateral action beginning Tuesday against those who violate the nearly month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria. The move comes after complaints that the U.S. has been slow to work with Russia on rules for jointly monitoring violations. The two countries were key in bringing a halt in fighting that applies to pro-government and rebel fighters, but not attacks against terror groups. The U.N. envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, is leading a second week of peace talks with Syria's warring sides. On Monday, he said that he was concerned about any breakdown in U.S.-Russian cooperation. Myanmar democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been nominated to become a member of President-elect Thin Jaw's cabinet. The Nobel laureate's name was on a list of proposed ministers announced Tuesday by the parliament speaker. The list has Aung San Suu Kyi's name next to four posts: Minister of the President's Office, Foreign Affairs, Energy, and Education. A 16-year-old girl has been arrested in Australia on suspicion of financing the so-called Islamic State militant group. A 20-year-old man was also detained by counterterrorism police in Sydney. Phil Mercer reports.
The pair is accused of sending an unspecified amount of money to Islamic State militants. Australian police say the charges are serious and carry a maximum sentence of 25 years in prison. The 20-year-old man had previously been arrested during the nation's largest counter-terrorism raids in September 2014. New South Wales Police Deputy Commissioner Catherine Byrne told a press conference that the schoolgirl had not been on the authorities' radar.
It is disturbing that we are continuing to see a trend of teenage children involved in activities that they should really not be involved in at all.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Brazilian police have arrested dozens of suspects in a massive anti-graft sweep across the country Tuesday. It comes as part of investigations into a corruption scandal at the state oil company Petrobras. Federal police said they carried out 110 raids to execute 28 arrest warrants and 15 preliminary detention orders targeting alleged members of what was described as a parallel accounting network at the construction giant Odebrecht. The FIFA Ethics Committee says it's opened a bribery investigation into Franz Beckenbauer and other officials from Germany's 2006 World Cup bid team. The ethics prosecutors acted amid rising suspicion of wrongdoing linked to the winning of hosting the rights in 2000. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.